Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity. About.
John, you take over. You're the big anchor dude here.
Come right.
On. Well, thanks for joining us, Mr. Curiosity Podcast. Yeah. I'm here to answer your most random questions. And, you know, this summer I have not been here for many.
I know. Mr. You've been Curiosity so busy.
And I had so many Fridays off. Fridays, too. So, yeah, but we're back in full
The gang's
form.
All together.
This is the first time I think we've been all together in a long
it
time.
It may be since May, since
well,
the four of us have been
that's what summer's all about, right?
Gotta take time off.
Yeah.
PTO. Take time off.
And I already grossed the girls out. I was chewing. Listen. We're up.
Can.
We're up yeah. since 2-3 in the morning.
Oh my God.
I came here. I didn't want to have bad breath, so I chewed on some gum. Here it is. And then no, I'm not doing that because I'm going to put it back in my mouth when we're done.
You can get a new piece.
No.
That's
What's
gross.
Wrong with this?
For those of you just listening and not able to watch because it's a podcast, he has his gum sitting on his
on
phone.
Phone.
On the back of the cell phone.
How dirty is the back of your cell phone?
Really dirty.
You guys don't get it. It'll all be fine. the hydrochloric acid in your stomach will kill any bacteria that comes down. Anyway,
ooh.
So I took the gum out, which gave me fresh breath for the crew.
All
temporarily,
right.
So I can answer the questions without impediment with gum.
All right.
Well, it was nice of you to think of us.
Thank
for the
you.
Fresh breath.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So keep the questions coming. Remember how you get them here.
Brown bag.
Not through Boscov's
no, at WNEP.com.
Brown bag at WNEP.com.
When is Boscov's going to sponsor our podcast?
Brown bag at WNEP.com. The new questions we put in the Boscov's bag, and then we kind of replenish the old questions here, too.
Who's going first?
Who is not here the longest?
John. John has to go first.
Well, you were right. here last week.
I was here last week, but I missed most of the summer.
Most of the summer.
I know. Why not go with Boscov's?
Because I wanted to go with the crumpled up old ones. Are these old or are they mixed?
Mixed. The yeah. new ones have replenished the oldest ones in the bottom. Uh-oh, he's uncomfortable. He's not sure what to say. He's looking.
Do you need the bell?
Does Mindy realize her overuse of the word little during the traffic report? Little look, little Wait. Slowdown, little accident.
Little accident?
See, that's why this is good. See, Mindy, the people have spoken.
I didn't know. Should
Tim
I
from
say
West Pittston.
Tim, should I say small slowdown or little? What
no,
what do I do?
The appropriate answer. What's
okay.
his name?
Tim.
Tim, shut your little mouth. How about that? Shut your little mouth.
Well,
Do you stay little a lot? I guess I have to
I would have to go back and look because I have no idea.
I honestly,
Producer Carrie, what do you think? Do I say little a lot?
I say I never noticed.
Oh, Producer Carrie, okay.
No, I never noticed.
You never noticed?
No.
No.
And I notice all your imperfections. You know that.
He points them out,
yeah,
too.
So
he would point
that.
It out,
yeah,
yes.
I never noticed
oh
that.
My
Did you,
gosh.
Josh?
I haven't, no.
I haven't noticed it, but I'm going to pay attention. From now on, okay. I'm going to be like...
Now, we will say, as a disclaimer, when we do the traffic report, we are lucky. We don't usually have much traffic. So
right.
usually if it is something we're talking about, it's a little
it's
traffic
a little
situation.
It's, yeah.
Yes.
If you are from a big city... We see nothing like that.
Now Mindy's going to be doing the traffic, and she's going to go to talk
gonna
about
be just,
she's
going to
be. It's a.
It's a giant
small.
Slowdown. It's giant. It's no longer little.
Well, take your little doll hands and pick out a little question. Okay,
I'm going to. That's so funny. I never noticed that, but it's honestly, it's sometimes good for people to point things out.
No,
because
I know.
Things
these
you don't
are
think
things
about.
We don't.
Constructive
we don't know.
Criticism.
Yeah, there you go.
Or something like that.
This is sort of weird. This is Chris from 40 Ford, who's become a frequent flyer lately.
Like the weird ones.
But I don't know about this one. This might be boring. Have you ever eaten burnt food?
No, I like that.
That's
one.
A good one.
Do you? Okay.
Because some people love. I love burnt.
You.
Stuff.
I knew you did.
Burnt
yeah.
cheese, burnt. On the hot
burnt
dog
pierogies.
On the grill.
Yeah.
Not as much
yeah,
burnt pierogies.
Is good.
Burnt bacon.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
I like
God.
Burnt bacon.
See, I like it a little more chewy.
No.
Because then you
not
notice
me.
The fat. I hate chewy bacon.
I hate chewy bacon.
When you
so
when
you like it when it's almost
crispy.
Like the black on it.
It
yeah.
gets like a potato chip.
No, I don't like burnt anything.
Really?
Burnt? What about a hot dog?
No.
Really?
What?
No,
any
you don't like the
on
char?
It, I think it ruins the taste.
Are you serious?
Oh,
yeah.
It tastes so good.
And
oh.
like when we're camping or something and the kids are roasting marshmallows and it catches fire, if it were me, I would just burn the whole thing and start over. But
really?
They like the burnt marshmallow.
Yeah, I like the burnt marshmallow.
Oh, I like
the
burnt marshmallow.
Do you like burnt marshmallows?
I like burnt marshmallows.
Yeah.
But you nailed it. Because I don't believe you two. If there was two pieces of bacon, one burned, crispy, thin, and another one fat and gooey, you would choose that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
No, crispy bacon all the way.
I can't even eat
No,
that.
I go with some chewy.
chewy.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, the really crispy bacon's just dry.
It's gross.
Yeah, it gets it's just.
And especially if it has any, like, black on it.
Really?
That ruins the taste.
No, when I'm at a restaurant, at a diner, I will say crispy bacon,
me
please.
Me too. You got to crisp it up.
Mindy thought this was going to be a boring question.
I didn't realize how exciting it was.
It's such a debate.
Let me take it to this level.
Okay.
We're in a plane crash again.
All right.
There's.
I didn't know we'd be going to that level, but
all right. We're in the Alps. We haven't eaten in weeks.
Oh, boy.
John's the only one that died. His body is there frozen. His body is there frozen near the plane. Will you tell me when we cook him?
Yes.
You're not going to cook him thoroughly so he's crispy. You're going to have fatty deposits.
First, I want him to know I would feel bad about it. I wouldn't. That would be my last resort.
You would not want to see fatty.
But if I was going to die, I would have to do something.
But
so.
You would want him crisp. You won't want to see, like, fatty layers and stuff.
He's a very thin guy.
Yeah, Mindy thought this was going to be a boring question, and it ended with me being cooked to a crisp somewhere in the Alps.
Because it would be more... less human. I mean, just eating.
Do we have any salt and pepper or no?
No.
No. Okay.
Will someone pick another question?
I'm going to go for the Boscos one. Yeah, I'm going to get him bacon like Nikki. You nailed it with the bacon.
Why am I the one that had to die first?
Yeah, why is he the one?
Because you're the tall one.
He's big and he would feed us all.
He's pure and tasty. You know, you know me, I'd be gamey. I'd be gamey. Yeah,
you would be gamey. Yeah. It'd be gross.
He does have a point.
Nasty. Like,
he even tastes bad.
Yeah.
Do you shower or take a bath at night or in the morning? He's almost setting us up here.
He is setting us up.
So I think we've been through this one before. I'm a bath guy every night.
Yep.
I'm not embarrassed to say that. I love baths have been wasted on babies and children. They're great.
He loves baths and Barbie cars. Yep.
Showers at night.
Showers at night.
Yeah.
Always a shower in the morning.
See,
that would be the hardest for me.
I go both ways. I do showers at night, showers in the morning, sometimes a bath, but a lot of times when my kids were young especially, I didn't have time for baths. But now I do, and I treat myself once in a while.
I've been working the morning shift since 1999. If you go back to even part-time, almost 30 years, I have never showered or bathed in the morning before going to work.
Really?
Wow. I can't even imagine that. Waking up is hard enough to then say I'm going to thrust myself into a shower of cold or warm water.
But some people need that
and
to wake up.
That's what I am. I gotta do that to kickstart the morning.
Get out.
I gotta get in the shower the night before.
Really? I have to do it. It'd be like going to war in the morning. I have to.
It is like going to war in the morning.
I get it over with the night before, so it's all done.
Hmm. And it's funny because I lay out my clothes the night before. I have everything else taken care of so that I have very little to do in the morning. But I've got to take a shower in the morning.
That's interesting.
Do you look forward to it or do you think, oh, my God?
No, but I just don't feel awake and ready to face the day unless if I've taken a shower.
Get up.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you shave there in the shower and everything?
Shave, well, at the sink. But in the morning, I shave in the sink right before.
See, I do that the night before, too.
Do you do it in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Plus,
really?
You
shave in the bathtub?
I get a 5 o'clock shadow pretty quickly, so if I shave the night before.
Mindy crossed the line.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm just fascinated by that.
And then I watched the little hairs go down the drain, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
And then you take your wife's loofah and clean off the side of the bathtub.
Maybe it's time to pick another question.
Probably.
Does she know?
Do you feel how it's getting a little grubby?
Oh, it's a little.
See, if I didn't shave this morning, by the time we'd be later in the newscast, I feel like you'd see my 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, probably. That's a good point.
If you're a weatherman, you can do that, but not a...
My shot's up close.
Right, you're far away. That's true.
This one is from Ralph. He says, what's your favorite way to exercise and why, and how often and when do you do it?
Mm. A lot of questions.
I go for walks every day, walk the dog. I have a Peloton bike, which I don't ride nearly enough. I know you love Peloton bikes.
Anti-Peloton.
But he's very
anti-Peloton. Do you have the snap-in pedals and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So it's a serious Peloton, not just a casual.
But, yeah.
Because I just don't get it. There's a meme or something out there where there's a bunch of people inside a building working out on bikes. Mm-hmm. And there's a biker outside the building looking in, clueless. You know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Why would you stay in there and do that when the whole world is out there for you to bike in? But hey, everybody's different.
The world's scary and dangerous.
Is it?
You could be safe in your little home.
I don't know. What about you, Johnny Baby?
My exercise is pretty much just walking. That's what I do. I always want to do more.
I always want
to
do
more. But walking seems to do it for me. If you do a rigorous walk, it can be just as good an exercise as
with some hills. Yeah.
And you can actually lose a lot of weight just focusing on walking.
Well, let's tie it into the podcast. Do you guys listen to podcasts when you walk or exercise?
Mm-hmm.
Or
I don't.
To
I
me,
don't.
That's half the fun. Like, no, I don't listen to anything. The next podcast is out. I get to exercise and listen to it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I just kind of listen to what's going on the world around me.
Yeah. I go to the gym with my friends and we just talk the whole time. So, I mean, as we're exercising, you know, we're burning calories, but we also like to just chat. So
and we know what you do.
Yeah, I think we all know.
Yeah, biking and yard work. But it's funny how, and that's why we started this podcast. We give people a reason when you do boring things to stay entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like I'm going to bike all afternoon today, 3-4 hours, and I have these two podcasts I can't wait to listen to. So it's like,
are they this one?
Mindy, I think you're the only one of us who's a loyal fan. She listens to every one.
But I also listened to the one that I wasn't on just now, too, last week. Right. So I listen to it if I'm on or if I'm not on.
She's the biggest fan.
I'm the biggest fan. When I'm going on long trips and stuff, it cracks me up. I love to listen.
There you go.
There you go.
So listen while you're folding socks or exercising.
Yes.
All right, I'll go.
Good plan. Good plan.
So when's the last time you've been to Boscov's? Because are you getting a new fall wardrobe or anything?
Like, we go all the time.
Soon.
You're going soon?
Yeah.
Because you have to go to the big and tall section, you said, right? No, I thought that's what you said, right? They have the right fit?
Usually.
Okay, good.
They have the right fit.
All right. This is a question for the gang. How do you feel about the push for full-time daylight savings time? I'm 5 years older than Joe. I remember the disaster of 1974 when I was in high school and the sun didn't rise until close to 9 a.m. in the winter. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Ed from Dingman's Ferry. I'm going to go with Ed. I agree. I think there's all this talk about how challenging and how annoying it is changing clocks. I think if we turn the clocks and we just are stuck at daylight savings time and the sun's only coming up, what would it be, 8:30? Mm-hmm. In the wintertime,
yeah,
it would drive people crazy.
Yeah. And not only that, when it happened before, I read it, I researched this, there were kids getting into accidents on the way to school, getting hit by cars because it was dark as they were on their way to school.
And that was the 70s when no one complained about anything. Now people whine about everything.
Right.
So it probably wouldn't work
And people are up way earlier now than they were in the 70s. We know that from the growth of morning news.
That's true.
On TV stations.
Morning news is huge now.
But people get up so much earlier, and you think about it, for the people that are getting up at 6 or whatever in the wintertime, that it's not getting light for 3 more hours after
they
get out.
But you're forgetting the good side of that. So let me give you the science of it. If we didn't mess with the clocks at all, in the summer, the sun would come up at 4:30 in the morning.
People wouldn't like that.
And they wouldn't like that either.
And it would go down at 7:30.
We would like it.
So I think that's great.
We would.
But in the winter, it would come up at 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But go down at like 20 to 6. So the evenings would be better in the winter.
That's
Isn't
true.
It depressing when the sun goes down at 4:36?
It is, and I think that's the reason a lot of people want this to change, is they don't like how dark it is in the evening. But I don't think people think about how in the morning, how tough it'd be.
I don't think.
And if you look at when they were talking about this debate, some parts of the country, if you're in the western part of a time zone,
yeah, it's even
it's after 9 before you're getting light.
But, dude, in the 70s, everyone walked to school. Kids don't even walk anywhere anymore.
So that's true.
What's the difference? Well, man up. Let's not mess with the clocks ever again.
Try rallying your kids, though, if it's pitch dark at 8 a.m. and like
he doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. I'm all for it, though. I think we should not change the clocks.
It's so easy now, too. It's like we don't even change the clocks. Like, they change themselves.
Is it annoying to change the clocks?
No, the thing
that
doesn't
bother me. It doesn't bother me. No,
what I found annoying was having small children, and their nap times would be different. And, like, you mess up a child's routine, and it messes up the whole life. Now that I don't have small children, I don't care anymore.
Oh, by the way, so your second daughter's leaving in 2 weeks and you're never going to see her again. She's
My goodness. Nixie.
Every day. Every day.
Two daughters are going to be away and she's going to be slurping
How
soup.
Are you
she's going to be crying the rest of this
she's
podcast.
She's
going
to be
now.
Slurping soup in front of her husband at dinner time with nothing to say.
You're bad.
Yeah. And then she's going to say to her husband, "You're slurping too loud." And he's going to say, "Shut up." And that's going
to
be the
and
rest
we'll have nothing to talk
that's
about.
That's going to be the rest of your life.
I know. Aren't you going to feel bad when I start
know,
crying?
She says.
I know.
I'm kidding.
I get it.
Who's up?
Mindy.
Oh, is it me? I'm sorry.
You're going Boscov's?
I'm dropping the ball. I'm going Boscov's. All right. Oh, this is too long. Sorry, Diane, this is too long. Okay. This is that. No, it's fine. It's a question for Joe, and it's a two-part question.
A two-parter.
In the winter, the forecast might say, for example, the temp is 10 degrees with a wind chill making it negative 3 degrees. Joe doesn't like wind chill, Diane. All right, in the summer, a wind is not factored in. For example, if it's breezy, it's never 90 degrees with a wind chill making it 85
She's
degrees.
Breaching my language.
Why is that?
I tell you why, because it's a scam. It's a media scam to create hype and fear-mongering. Yes.
The second question is, if we miss...
That's it. You want me to exaggerate more?
No, I already... I heard you. The second question is, if we miss the broadcast where you answer the first question, how will we ever get a resolution to a subject that has been puzzled over these many years? Thanks,
what
Diane.
What does she mean on this podcast?
I don't know. She needs to stream the app, and she'll be able to see it.
You know all this. This thing that we do is replayed over and over again.
Over and over, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have the app, you can watch it.
So you're obviously streaming it if you're watching it right now, but
that's
if you miss any part of it, it's available on demand anytime. You just go to that bottom of your screen, pull up what's on demand, and click and play it.
And I'm going to say this again and over and again. So the wind chill factor assumes it's totally dark, you're 30 feet above the ground, and you're totally naked. Mm-hmm. Does that ever happen?
Sometimes.
No, it doesn't. That gives you that number in the winter that they love to scare you with, wind chill factor. Then in the summer, it's the opposite. They give you the heat index. But the heat index assumes the wind isn't blowing and you're in direct sunshine. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst case scenario. So both are the worst case scenarios, and they're really not accurate. They're exaggerations.
She brings up a good point that we never hear in the summer
about the
on a
wind.
Breezy day.
They'll just
that
tell
it's
you the
gonna
heat
be,
index.
The field, it's the high today is 90, but it's really going to feel like 80.
That's if you're not outside in the breeze, because it's a scam, I'm telling you. People mock me all the time. It's 100. You're going biking. You're crazy. Guess what happens when you're on the bike?
You're in the
it's
wind.
It's a constant flow of air, and all my sweat evaporates, and I feel great. You can't bike with a heat index of 110. Yes, I can. So they don't give you the full story.
So, Diane, you got him going.
I do.
I try to keep it real.
Joe doesn't talk about the wind chill, the heat index or stuff like that. But you do point out in the wintertime, if it's a sunny, cold, really windy day,
it's
gonna
that feel
northwest wind is going to make it feel really cold.
I am not debating the fact that it feels colder or that in the summer when it's humid, it feels warmer. Mm-hmm. But I don't give those numbers because they're lies. They're exaggerations.
Lies.
Exaggerations.
We don't want to lie to the people.
No, I got
to
keep it real.
Keep it real. Absolutely. It's your turn.
You're up.
All right.
You keep it real with the Boskov's bag?
I want this to be a really good
At least
question.
It's not too long.
This is from Howie.
Hi, Howie.
There's not enough Howies in the world.
Howie?
Yeah, Howie.
Howie Mandel?
When you say Howie, immediately I think he's someone that's probably 60-something.
Oh.
Yeah.
He doesn't say
young
could
Howies.
Be. There aren't many young Howies.
Hello, morning crew, and possible special guests. No special guests here. Oh, a couple in the background.
We won't talk about them.
What material possession would you miss if you lost it tomorrow? A material possession. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
I mean, what wouldn't you?
Yeah.
The internet, my bathtub, my
Your
TV,
bicycle.
My bicycle, everything.
Cell phone.
Yeah. I mean,
like one thing.
We take these all things for granted.
Because you're right, all these things
everything.
Would be tough to lose.
I mean, when you see people in fires and stuff, they have their family.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
God we survived. But then all their material possessions are gone, temporarily at least. But then they say, well, we have what really counts. And that's true. But all the material possessions.
I can't pick one thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to pick one thing.
Is a house a material possession? A
yeah.
car?
Yeah, those are material possessions.
They're the biggies.
I would miss my car.
Jewelry,
not on my list.
It's on my list.
And you know what's funny? I was thinking about when we used to cover fires. Sometimes you'd interview people afterwards, and the first thing they grab is their photo albums.
Mm-hmm.
But so now so much of the photos
are in the cloud.
They're just in the cloud.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry
John,
about
I'm
them.
Glad you said that. Let's put a twist on it. Your house is burning down. You have to run in and grab one thing. All of your family is safe, but what material possession are you going to grab?
Oh, gosh.
Are you grabbing your jewelry? Are you clutching your pearls? What are you doing? I'm going in for my bikes, I think.
Huh.
Probably jewelry that was my mom's.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about the dog? Is that a material?
Well, the dog's safe.
That's
the dog's
safe.
The dog is a family member.
Yeah.
That would be important.
Because I would grab the dog.
Yeah.
I'd probably, if I'm running out, I'd probably grab my phone.
Because
it's just like, you feel like you gotta have your phone
everywhere.
Even though I don't treasure the phone.
But I think everything's that's on the phone.
The phone's already on you? Okay, that's
even when I walk around my house in my underwear, my phone is tucked in,
in your underwear.
On
yeah,
the side. Yeah, to
same.
Hold it to my head.
With
yeah.
the gum on the back of it.
Yeah. Where did the gum?
There it is. All right. Oh. No, that's a great question though. So
yeah, that is
jewelry, good. Bikes.
Yeah, jewelry. I guess jewelry.
You're going jewelry too.
Yeah, I guess that's what. Oh, maybe my journals.
Really?
I have handwritten journals.
Oh, well, you'd have to get that.
Yeah.
You're so nerdy.
I'm such a nerd. I know.
But you're not surprised.
My puzzles.
Your puzzles.
You're not grabbing your puzzles.
No, I'm not grabbing my puzzles. But don't you guys have handwritten journals? No? Nobody? No?
No.
Seriously? You don't write in your journal before you go to bed?
I never thought to get a handwritten journal.
Really?
No.
Well, you know what? I've seen your handwritten journals. You have calendars.
Oh, my past day planners.
That's, yes.
That kind of is a.
That's
right.
A handwritten journal. You write down what you did with your kids, remember?
Really?
Do you ever go back and look at them and start crying?
No, I can't.
You would write
so,
down.
So, but yeah, like 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, we get a day planner here at work. And every day, I would usually plan my week. And I'd be like, oh, today took the kids to the park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't look at that.
I can't look at those.
No. Maybe I'll make you when you make me cry.
Yes.
Because now I see my bearded son.
Yes.
And it just.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's a different person. That's not even that person that was.
It seems it seems like a different person, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, you got a good one. This
is a Travis question.
Oh, go Trav. Go Trav.
Hey, morning crew. The day has come. Corporate is gone and WNEP.
We might have a corporate person with us.
We might have a corporate person with us, Travis. The day has come and corporate is gone and WNEP is an independent company and the morning crew is in charge. What is the first thing you're changing, implementing?
Wow.
Is that real? The big wig is here. We didn't plan this.
No.
It's a real question.
So funny.
We didn't plan this. I'm staying away from this one.
Oh, my gosh. No, what?
So, wait, what's the question?
What would we do? What would we change?
What would be the first
salaries? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Big fat salaries for everybody.
Less money for corporate. Big fat
salaries.
Yes. More money for us. All the money we make here stays here in our station.
Yeah.
We have talked about having Dick Yingling by the station, and we could have beers on the set. No?
Oh, yeah, we were going to start a pub outside.
You don't want to go that far?
I don't want to.
Yeah, we were going to do News and Bruce. We're going to have Dick Yingling by the station and then do tours. I don't know.
We don't need to change
Mr.
anything.
Mr. News Guy, be honest. Like, if you...
We'd hire more people.
Hired more people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most people that would say if you had control, you'd want to hire more people.
Yeah.
More resources.
More resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seriously, I bet you if you look at the spending, right? Too little for the little guys, too big for the big guys.
Right. More equal spending forever.
Yeah, but everyone's happy now.
Yeah.
Everyone, they still get fat, we get fat.
Yeah. I say News and Brews.
News and Brews sounds awesome, right?
I don't like promoting alcoholic behavior.
We know you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one.
News and Bicycles?
I'm going to quit that.
It doesn't rhyme.
No, I already said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even it out.
Even it out a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Even it out.
Except for Nikki and Mindy.
Wow, Travis.
Wow, Travis really got us going there.
Okay.
He's going to get us in trouble.
Bubblegum guy.
And Nikki, you're fired.
By the way.
All right. This has to be quick.
Yeah. More urinals.
We don't have much
from
Bear
time. Creek.
More
if
urinals?
You don't use brown gravy on white meat, then what do you order? What do you do when you order KFC?
So we talked about this
we
a couple
about
weeks
this.
Ago.
Why does there have to be brown gravy on brown meat and white gravy on white meat?
It doesn't make any sense. And at KFC, they do use the brown gravy on the white meat,
which has beef in it. Yes.
Which has beef in it. So
that's a good point.
And
my wife will not put beef gravy on turkey. She thinks it's bad. I said, it's all.
If KFC can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the brown gravy at KFC.
What does he want us to do?
If you don't use brown gravy on white meat, what do you do when you order KFC? You just deal with it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember when you came to that epiphany because you and your wife got KFC and you're like, it's brown gravy and it's chicken. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he was so excited.
Because she won't let me do a lot of things.
Yeah,
I
know.
They're nonsense.
Well, somebody's got to take care of you.
And she's away, by the way, this weekend. I miss her already.
I know. What are you going to do?
I'm telling you.
Are you ordering a pizza by yourself? Because that seems lame.
And then
that's
I'm gonna
Loserville.
Go home and I'm going to open the door and say, hey, you got pizza. And it's silence.
Silence.
Like you're going to be in a few weeks.
No!
Keep the questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. brownbag@wnep.com. We'll answer them.
Where's,
even the uncomfortable ones
the
when the boss is here.
It's okay, Mindy. It's okay.
curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.